早上好。
It's nice to be with you inside.
非常高兴跟大家在一起在里边敬拜。
The title of today's message is Longing for and Hopeful Expectation in the God Who Comes.
今天信息的题目是在来到世上的主里边的盼望和等候。
I grew up with a background that was more fundamentalist and very Baptist. This was many years ago.
很多年前我是在一个非常 fundamentalist 的是中文怎么讲很保守的一个基督教家庭里长大。
And, but over the years I had a chance to keep reading and keep growing and then I learned this thing about a season that much of the church observes called Advent.
但是随着年日的增长我也读了一些书看到读了一些圣经才意识到这里 有这么一个称呼这一个季节叫做降临节。
And actually that season actually ends on Christmas Day.
那这个节日实际上是在圣诞节的这一天停止的。
And I came to appreciate the season because it helped me to focus on Christ.
我非常的感恩有这样的一个季节因为它帮助我能够对主更专心。
And living in the United States, if you're not careful, you know, you see another version of Christmas and it's all about possessions and greediness and, you know, getting what you want. And this was something that came through the centuries so that we could keep Christ in the center of the season.
在美国长大的时候有一个危险是因为我们在过圣诞节的时候你会听到各种各样的世界上的方式我们得到我们所想要的。但是这几千年来有这么一个降临节让我们可以更专心的把我们的眼目注视在耶稣基督身上。
So Advent comes from a Latin word called Adventus, which means the coming one or the arrival of the Christ.
那这个降临节它的原文是从拉丁文 Adventus 这个词来的它的意思是指的到来或者是来临
So it's a time where we focus on Christ and on the fact that he has come and that he will come again
所以我们应该注目在耶稣已经来过而且他还要再来这个事实上面
Today we want to focus on the hope thatcomes from this focusing and remembering God's promises.
今天我们就花一点时间注目在这个事实就是基督已经来过而且他还要再来。
And the difference it can make to have this God-given hope during this season when so many people are depressed, afraid, and lonely.
那这个非常有区别的是在这个世界上虽然充满了无望孤独但是神给了我们这样美好的盼望。
And just like the church and God's people have waited for his coming before Jesus came, so again, his people now wait for his second coming.
就如同在以前的神的子民盼望主的降临一样我们今天在教会里面也盼望主的再临。
God has given this hope and these promises throughout the entire Bible.
神把这个盼望给了我们是用整个的圣经给我们启示了这个盼望。
We find it in Psalms like Psalm 50.
那我们从诗篇的第五十章第五十篇我们可以看到。
Let me read it to you. The mighty one, God, the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to where it sets. From Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes.And will not be silent.
那里说大能者神耶和华已经发言招呼天下从日出之地到日落之处从全美的西安中神已经发光了我们的神要来绝不闭口。
We call these prayers of longing and they're all the way through the book of Psalms and the prophetical books of the Old Testament.
那我们把这个叫做在盼望中的祷告它贯穿了整个的诗篇。和先知的书。
And these psalms are a rich treasure for us that we come back to as the people of God and we express our longing for the coming one.
那这一篇诗篇非常宝贵因为它让我们回到当时神的子民怎么样盼望这位救主的降临。
Like this one, Psalm 14, we see it repeated in Psalm 53. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion when the Lord restores his people. Let Jacob rejoice, Israel be glad.
那我们从这里也看到，在诗篇的十四篇和五十三篇都重复的提到说，但愿以色列的救恩从锡安而出，耶和华救回他被掳的子民，那时雅各要快乐，以色列要欢喜。
And the psalmist pleaded in another place as he reflected on when God gave the law to Moses, he had this.
那另外一个诗篇也提到，是他们思考当神把他的律法赐给摩西的时候。
Part your heavens, Lord, and come down.
那里说，耶和华，求你使天下垂，亲自降临。
The prophet Isaiah prayed something very similar.
先知以赛亚也有类似的祷告。
Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains would tremble before you, as when fire sets twigs ablaze and causes water to boil. Come down to make your name known to your enemies and cause the nations to quake before you. For when you did awesome things that we did not expect, you came down.
那里说，愿你裂天而降，愿山在你面前震动，好像火烧干柴，又像火将水烧开。他使你的敌人知道你的名，使列国在你面前发战。你曾行我们不能逆料可畏的事，那时你降临，山灵在你面前震动。
We see it in Psalm 119, one of my favorite psalms in the Bible.
那我们也看到诗篇119篇是我们的最喜爱的诗篇之一。
Note the longing.Of the people of God. My soul faints with longing for your salvation, but I put my hope in your word.
那里讲到说，我心渴想你的救恩，仰慕你的应许。
The psalmist who is waiting for God to fulfill his promises, to fulfill his work, to complete his saving work among God's people.
所以你看到诗人在一直盼望神的降临，去应验他所应许的，要救他的子民。
Also in verse 123 of the same psalm, my eyes fail looking for your salvation.
那在同样这篇诗篇的123节说，我因盼望你的救恩和你公义的话，眼睛失明。
Longing for God to come, longing for him to save us and restore us.
盼望神降临，盼望他来到拯救并恢复我们。
Like this psalm from Asaph.
就像这个诗篇是从是亚萨的诗。
Hear us, shepherd of Israel, you who sit enthroned between the cherubim, shine forth, awaken your might, come and save us, restore us, O God, make your face shine on us, that we may be saved.
那里说，领约瑟如领羊群之以色列的牧者，求你留心听，坐在二基路伯上的，求你发出光来，施展你的大能来救我们。神啊，求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光，我们便要得救。
We cause God's people to speak in such a manner, to pray in such a way, waiting in hope.
是什么让神的子民能够用这样的方式祷告，有这样的盼望呢？
His words of promise.
是因为他关于盼望的应许。
Promises of hope.
是盼望的应许。
For retribution.
是第首先是为了审判。
When God returns to make everything right, to judge the whole earth.
神将来要回到地上，要审判全地，让错的要归正。
Promising to return and to judge his enemies.
然后他的应许，他要回来，要审判他的仇敌。
We find it in places like Isaiah 59.
那我们这里看到是在以赛亚书第五十九章。
It is written, according to what they have done, so will he, God, repay wrath to his enemies and retribution to his foes, for he will come like a pent-up flood that the breath of the Lord drives along.The Redeemer will come, declares the Lord.
那里说，他必按人的行为施报，恼怒他的敌人，报复他的仇敌，向众海岛施行报应。 因为仇敌好像急流的河水冲来，是耶和华之气所驱逐的。必有一位救赎主来到锡安，雅各族中转离过犯的人那里。这是耶和华说的。
But not just to judge, but also to restore his people.
他来到不光光是审判，他还要恢复他的子民。
Prayers of longing for restoration and God's promised rest.
就是靠着神的应许，神关于恢复和安息的应许。
Through the prophet Jeremiah, we read, For behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will restore the fortunes of my people.
那里讲到是耶利米书第三十章第三节讲的，耶和华说，日子将到，我要使我的百姓以色列和犹大被掳的人归回，我也要使他们回到我所赐给他们列祖之地，他们就得这地为业。
We find it again in Jeremiah chapter 29, where we read, I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and will gather you from all the nations.
那里在耶利米书第二十九章也说到，耶和华说，我必被你们寻见，我也必使你们被掳的人归回，将你们从各国中和我所赶你们到的各处召集了来。
Now, if that sounds familiar, it's because it's part of a bigger section of scripture that a lot of believers are familiar with from Jeremiah 29.
我们非常熟悉这段经文，因为它是从一段很长的关于我们很多的弟兄姐妹都非常熟悉的，在耶利米书第二十九章的一大段的经文来的。
It reads like this: This is what the Lord says: I will come to you and fulfill my good promise.
那里讲到说，耶和华说，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言。
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you.Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
这里说，使你们仍归回此地。耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。你们要呼求我，祷告我。我就应允你们，你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
So a lot of this message today is the scripture. And I see great value in simply listening afresh to the living words of God.
你们注意到今天的信息很多的都是从经文来的，因为我知道这些经文的价值，当我们只是简单的听来读这些经文的时候，对我们就非常有帮助。
And many times when a preacher will come, he will preach a little scripture and a lot of his voice. But I think sometimes if you're going to err, you want to err the other way and make sure you have a lot of scripture speaking to you and maybe less commentary.
通常我们来到这里给信息的时候是一点点的经文，然后有很多的解释。但是今天我想反过来是你们会听到很多的经文，然后会用这种方式，不同的方式来听这样的信息。
To summarize what we see here in Jeremiah 29, plans God has to give us hope and a future.
那我们刚才读的耶利米书的这一段，简单来讲就是神在他的计划中给我们的盼望和将来。
And God has done that and is doing that, fulfilling this very thing now through Christ, in Christ.
那神已经做了，是通过耶稣基督那么做的。
That's why God's Israel, the people of God, continue to call on the name of the Lord.
所以这就是为什么神的以色列继续呼求神的名。
And because of Jesus, we cry out to God still to this day, even on Christmas Day, we lift our voices and we cry out to God in prayer.
因着主耶稣基督的原因，我们可以向神呼求。
And He hears us.
并且他也听我们的祷告。
Especially it says those who seek him sincerely with all their hearts.
尤其是对那些专心寻求他的人，用自己的全心寻求主的人。
Like many of you pray, I come here and I listen to your prayers. They come from your hearts. They come out of tears. It's very powerful.
非常有能力的是，当我来到这儿听到你们的祷告，从内心出来的那种专心的祷告，甚至带着眼泪，非常的有能力。
Promising not only to restore us, because we're broken, but giving us a long-awaited rest.
他的应许不光光是要恢复我们，因为我们是破碎的，并且他应许要给我们安息。
God's promise, find it in Jeremiah also, chapter 31.
这个应许我们也可以从耶利米书的第31章看到。
At that time, declares the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they will be my people. This is what the Lord says. I will come to give rest to Israel. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. I will build you up again.
那里说，耶和华说，那时我必做以色列各家的神，他们必做我的子民。耶和华如此说，我使他降安息的时候，他曾在旷野蒙恩，又说，我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。
Yeah. Now, if you know the Bible well, you know that this was only partially fulfilled in ancient Israel and didn't quite play out exactly as they expected.
如果你熟悉圣经的话，你就知道这一段实际上在古代的以色列是部分的应验了，而不是像他所全部应许的那样应验。
But Paul seemed to have this expanded vision of what Israel meant in his time, and so he saw these things come to fruition, to fulfillment in the Messiah.
而保罗呢，就有一个意象，他看到神的以色列是一个扩展的以色列。
And if you don't believe me, you'll see it in places, if you look carefully, Philippians chapter 3:3, or Romans chapter 2, Galatians chapter 3, you'll see it there, hinted that, how the church, the people of God, has expanded now to include the Gentiles.
你如果有兴趣可以去查考圣经上腓立比书的三章三节，罗马书第二章28章28节到29节，还有加拉太书第三章的7节29节，那里你会看到以色列它的概念是扩展的，甚至包括了所谓的外邦人。
Also in Galatians chapter 6, we see Paul stating that in Christ, neither circumcision, that's the Jewish, nor uncircumcision, the Gentiles, means anything now. What counts is the new creation. Peace, now look what he says to the church here, peace and mercy to all who follow this rule to the Israel of God.
那里保罗说，受割礼，这里讲的是以色列人；不受割礼，这里讲的是外邦人，都无关紧要。要紧的就是做新造的人，凡照此理而行的，那里说愿怜悯平安加给他们和神的以色列民。
So God promises to restore us, to bring us rest and renewal.
所以神应许来恢复我们，并且给我们安息，并且给我们更新的能力。
For in the scrolls of Isaiah, the question is raised as follows.
那在以赛亚书，你会看到这一段经文是这么描写的。
Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom.He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
那你说，你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？耶和华是永在的神，创造地极的主。他必不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。疲乏的他给力量，软弱的他给能力。就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也要跌倒。但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不疲乏，行走却不困倦。
Isaiah chapter 40 verses 28 to 31.
这里是以赛亚书第40章28到31节。
This prophecy actually reaches its fulfillment in Christ.
那这个这一段先知的预言实际上是讲到了关于基督完全的应验。
And since the days of Isaiah, God's people have prayed and longed and waited for the fulfillment.
从以赛亚的时代开始，人们就开始这样用这样的期待，在这样盼望中祷告。
In Christ, God gives us all these things. His strength, He increases His power among His people.
那在基督里边，神把这一切都给我们了，他的能力和他的力量。
For those who hope during the season of Advent, those who hope and wait on the Lord renew their strength.
就如同在降临节的意义所表示的，那些等候他的必然重新得力。
So the season of Advent is a gift to the church. It reminds us that this is a season to do just that very thing.
那这个降临节实际上是来提醒教会要时刻这样的盼望。
Encouraging us to keep running the race even when we get tired and want to give up.
也提醒我们要奔跑前面的路，即使我们觉得累了也不要放弃。
Renewing our strength when we just are out of strength.
给我们能力，当我们没有能力的时候。
Now how can we fuel this hope even after we leave this place today?
那虽然我们今天生活在这样一个环境里边，怎么样才点燃我们的盼望呢？
Through God's word, His prophetical word, through spiritual practices and these professions of faith, just like we're making this morning.
是通过神的先知性的预言和属灵的这些实行，还有单纯的信心。
We'll start with the first, build prophetical exhortations.
首先我们看在这个充满盼望的劝勉。
And these ignite a longing in our hearts for that day of His return.
那这一段以赛亚的这段经文是点燃了我们能盼望主的再来的那个心。
Okay, Isaiah 51 says, Listen to me, my people. Hear me, my nation. Instruction will go out. Oh God. Instruction will go out from me. My justice will become a light.To the nations, my righteousness draws near speedily. My salvation is on the way, and my arm will bring justice to the nations. The islands will look to me and wait in hope.
那里说，我的百姓啊，要向我留心；我的国民呢，要向我侧耳，因为训诲必从我而出。我必坚定我的公理为万民之光，我的公义临近，我的救恩发出。我的膀臂要审判万民，海岛都要等候我，依赖我的膀臂。
And when I return, my salvation will last forever. My righteousness will never fail.
当我再来的时候，其上的居民，唯有我的救恩永远长存，我的公义也不废掉。
So that's the beauty of the hope that we have in and through Christ.
这是我们在主里边。在基督里面的盼望所具的美好的意义。
A righteousness that is His righteousness at work among us.
那这个公义是他的公义在我们的身上做工。
That righteousness will not fail.
那样的公义是绝对不会失败的。
And these things move us to exhort each other.
那这样的劝勉也把我们放在一起，让我们可以互相的劝勉。
Just like some of you are doing in this congregation when you meet throughout the week in these small groups, it's wonderful.
就如同我们在我们的聚会里边，当每个周末我们可以在团契里边所做的那样。
Exhorting each other.
互相劝勉。
You got to do that when God's people are together, we must be free to exhort one another.
我们应该这么做，当神的子民聚在一起的时候，我们是应该互相勉励。
Like we see modeled for us here even in Isaiah 35.
那我们可以从甚至在早在以赛亚书的34章我们也可以看到这一点。
Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come to save you.
那里说，你们要使软弱的手坚壮，无力的膝稳固。对胆怯的人说，你们要刚强，不要惧怕。看呢，你们的神必来。他必来拯救你们。
God has come, God will come again.
神已经来了，而且他还要再来。
He will come and save his people.
他要再来拯救他的子民。
And we keep these things in mind. We live into them through hopeful practices.
我们把这个活出来是通过这样充满盼望的生活里面的实际。
Perhaps we can take our cues from this psalmist.
那让我们从这个诗人看看他是怎么劝告我们。
Here's what it sounds like.
这是他说的。
I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in His word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with Him is full redemption.
那里讲，我等候耶和华，我的心等候，我也仰望他的话，我的心等候主，胜于守夜的等候天亮，胜于守夜的等候天亮。以色列，你当仰望耶和华，因他有慈爱，有丰盛的救恩。
Waiting on the Lord, trusting in His promises, trusting in His word, these are spiritual practices that fuel our hope.
我们等候主，充满盼望，相信他的应许，让这些点燃我们心里的盼望。
And as we engage in the scriptures in this way, we find ourselves speaking aloud professions of faith.
那当我们用这样的方式来应用这些神的应许的时候，我们就会发现我们会有这种单纯的信心。
Like we find in this psalm.
就像这一篇诗篇所讲的。
Psalm 62 reads, Truly, my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from Him. Let's read this one together. If you can read English, read it with me. I'm going to go back to the top. Truly, my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from Him. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. Down to, yes, my soul finds rest in God. My hope comes from Him. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation.
我们用中文再读一遍。我的心默默无声，专心等候神。我的救恩是从他而来，唯独他是我的磐石，我的拯救，他是我的高台。我的心呢，你当默默无声，专等候神，因为我的盼望是从他而来。
Yeah, this is a profession of faith.
这是单纯的信心。
You ever wonder where churches come up with this idea of a profession of faith?Right in the Bible.
你如果不知道说教会是从哪里来得到这种专心的、单纯的信心的话，它是从这篇诗篇来的。
When you say God is my rock, He is my salvation, and in a very open and courageous and public way, this is a profession.
那当你在公开的场合可以讲神是我的磐石，是我的救恩，那这就是单纯的信心。
Yeah, is that what your prayers sound like?
对，你的祷告也是如此吗？
And it's okay, I don't want to try to dictate to you how you should pray, but sometimes your prayers are really powerfully enriched if you begin with the basis, the foundation of the scriptures themselves.
那虽然我不是说要你一定要用什么样的方式祷告，但是当你的祷告是从这种最基本的神的话语而来的时候，你就会有这样的力量。
Are you ready to afresh make such a profession of faith from your own heart.
你有没有准备好可以从你自己的内心里边发出这样单纯信心的祷告呢？
Actually, we do it every time we say the Lord's Prayer.
其实我们每一次当我们用主祷文的时候，我们就是在这样做。
Read it with me. Our Father
in
heaven, hallowed be
your
name. Your kingdom
come.
Your will be done
on
earth.As
it
is
in
heaven. This is saying aloud the very longing that we have for His coming, His rule, His reign among us.
这里边讲到是经过长久的盼望神的到来和他到来之后复兴我们。那里说中文说我们在天上的父，愿你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
My profession of faith, Lord, not my kingdom, yours is the kingdom.
如果我们单纯的信心说，主啊，不是我的国度，是你的国度。
How wonderful the United States is, but no, Lord, yours are the kingdom, yours are the power, yours are the glory forever and ever.
不是说美国有多么好，是说愿一切的国度、权柄、荣耀都是你的。
Amen.
Amen.
He has come. He will come again. This is the very spirit of Advent.
他已经来了，他还要再来。这就是降临节的真实含义。
Now, Joseph, I added this morning. It's just because he has come, and because we're celebrating his coming today on this day, Paul wrote the following.
因为主已经来了，他也还要再来，所以保罗写了下面这段话。
When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son,Born of a woman, born under the law to redeem those who were under the law so that we might receive adoptions as sons.
Thank you for having the time.
Yeah.
So, 直至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来。
So, like our brother said, we don't know the date that he actually was born. That's not the point.We know that he has come, and he came in the fullness of time.
虽然有的人说我们并不知道耶稣降生的确切时间，那没有关系，我们知道他已经来了，是在神的时间里边。
Just as the prophet Isaiah foresaw.
就如以赛亚先知所预言的。
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given.
那里说，因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。
This is from Isaiah chapter 9. A lot of us know this scripture.
我们很多人都知道这段经文，以赛亚书第九章。
And later in his life, the apostle John never got over the fact that God came among us, that he dwelt among us, and he wrote these words.
在约翰在年老的时候写下了这一段话。
Read it with me. The word.Became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
那里说道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Okay.Thank you for letting me use the fontizi because I can't read the gentizi very well. So, yeah, thank you for your patience. It's amazing. Think about it. He came among us. He was born as one of us.
非常的奇妙。你只要想一想，神道成肉身，住在我们中间。
I hope we never get over that fact.
我希望我们不要很就是好草草的就把这个事情过去了。
And so,Our response maybe should be like Isaiah.
我们的回应可能需要像以赛亚那样。
Or maybe I should say as we read in the book of Isaiah.
或者是当我们读以赛亚书的时候。
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you.
以赛亚说，兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到，耶和华的荣耀曾照耀你。发现照耀你。
Yeah. Just as surely as Christ has come, he will come again.
所以非常确切的神已经来了，并且他还要再来。
So I ask myself, and I ask you, brothers and sisters, how will that impact the rest of this day and the rest of your life?
我问我自己，我也问弟兄姐妹，这件事情如何会影响今天你其余的时间，或者是你的余生。